Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Good morning, everyone. Second hour of the Outdoors and Radio Show. Hope it goes a little smoother than the first hour. Good morning, Robin.
Good morning.
How you doing this morning?
I'm here.
I see.
I'm barely here. I really was getting... I've been gone all week, and I really need a nap already today.
I think you probably do. Well, welcome back. I missed you. You were gone from Tuesday to yesterday.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, plus we were away for the weekend, so...
Yeah, we were away all last weekend. You're right. So we did do the Delmarva Outdoors Expo.
That was cool. That was fun.
We had a good time.
Nice people.
Got the word out about bucks, bears, stags. We met a lot of nice people that were, you know, exhibiting there and talked to a lot of folks. Got some good information. And
got excited about all the interesting Eastern Shore.
Yeah, the Eastern Shore is our trademark brand name for our apparel, Eastern Shore. And we are... rebuilding our stock right now. We had some T-shirts that we had to buy a minimum amount of to take photos to send to the federal government to get our trademark, to show how we were using our trademark on caps and T-shirts. So we had to take photos of all that with price labels on it and all that type of stuff. So we were able to do that. And wound up actually after, 2 years, getting our trademark approved. So we now are allowed to use the R in the circle on Eastern Shore. We did kind of an inventory reduction at the show, and it seemed to be pretty popular. People liked the brand, they liked the logo, they liked the way everything looked. So I was pretty happy with that. And even SML Footwear came over and bought some hats wholesale from us.
Yes.
to sell at the
we'll have to check on that with
Annapolis
them.
Show. We will. I'll check with them next week, see how it went. So maybe they'll want to order more. We will see. But anyway, that was one positive thing. We sold a number of the record books for bucks, bears, stags, the Maryland record book for a big game, white-tailed deer, black bears, and sika deer, the only one ever published, and 30 years' worth of records. If you'd like to purchase one yourself, you can go to bucksbearsstags.com. That's bucks-bears-stags.com. Or hit the Facebook page, Bucks, Bears, Stags. And we've kept the name simple because of what we do. We measure white-tailed bucks and black bears and sika stags from Maryland. And, we've got about 150 or so now entered since the last book. So we need to up that to about 500 by 2023. So anybody who has a deer that they've just gotten back from their taxidermist that they think should be in the record book, give us a call here.
Or older deer that's never had measured or...
That's what we want. That's what we want to see. We want to see some of these old, big, giant bucks that are in your grandpa's house or, you know, Uncle Bob passed away and he killed this big deer back in 1967 and it's been hanging on the wall and, you know, we don't know what to do with it. We don't know much about it other than he killed it in 1967 with a shotgun, okay? That's the deer we want to see. We want to bring those old, dusty old racks out of the basement and out of the attic and off the walls and, you know, get some of those deer with their stories in the record book. We've got stories. We were up in Western Maryland. We measured a new record black bear, a new state record black bear. So hadn't had one since 2006. So that one came out. That one came out while we were up there. So that's pretty cool. All right. Let's see who we've got online. Who's on the line, Robin? Anybody?
Mm-mm.
Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. We're giving CVA muzzleloaders away. One in October, one in November, one in December. The folks at CVA have been good to the Outdoors and Radio Show for the last 14 years. Got to know some folks out there. Chad Scherer is their point man. He's the one that comes to Maryland and does the seminars at the churches and things like that. And he's on a hunt right now. He texted the other day, and some of the folks at the factory are working with us and really excited about working with us and us working with them. So we'll see how that happens. So the way you get in the contest is give us a call, 410-WCBM-680, 922-6680 is the phone number. You leave your name and number with Chris. He writes it all down on the entry form sheet at the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month, during the last half hour. Robin takes all the names and numbers, puts them in the random number generator on her phone, comes up with a number, we match it to the name, and that's the winner. Right, Robin?
Yes, sir.
Glad you're with us this
time. I am with you.
Anyway,
that's how
it works, that's for sure. Let's see.
I'm not usually like this. I'm just really.
Yes. So, all right. I'm texting with Rudy right now, okay? Rudy's our striped bass guy.
Yes.
So, option E on the draft amendment to the new striped bass management plan does mention a moratorium on the recreational harvest of striped bass.
Okay.
So maybe somebody would like to call in and explain a little bit more about that. So, and Robin, by the way, did look up some tick jokes. Believe it or not.
Well, I like my one.
Well, which one do you like?
The one that you and Chris really, really thought was funny. Well, you thought both of them was funny, but the one's kind of, I'm not going to tell it.
Okay.
But it says, I hope this pandemic is over before tick season starts. You know why?
Why?
Because then it'll become Corona and Lyme time.
Ba-dum-bum.
Yeah.
Rim shot sound effect, Chris.
And Chris is answering a phone.
I know, he's answering a phone call. Well, with the muzzleloader contest, he's going to be busy. Because I don't know what model muzzleloader CVA is going to send us. But last year they sent us the Wolf, which is a really nice muzzleloader. It had the camo stock and the special barrel that won't rust and all that stuff. So we're happy with that again if that's what they send. But we'll find out. We will certainly find out. And you know what? I had fun delivering them to the folks that want them. You know that? That was fun. CVA used to send them directly to the person.
Right.
Which was good. I liked that. It was convenient for me. But I liked the fact that they sent them.
I think you just enjoyed taking them to people's houses.
I do. Meeting the people, you know, taking them to their house, calling them on the phone, hearing the excitement in their voice, seeing the excitement on their face when they get it, you know?
Yeah.
Cool. So we'll see how it happens. What do you prefer, folks? Do you prefer CVA to send you a gun? Or do you prefer me to come and...
They just want the gun out.
I know. They don't care about my personality or anything else. I got it. Let's talk to Joseph. Good morning, Joseph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing well. What's
morning.
Up?
Morning.
Yeah, yesterday, going up the lane, I see this head bobbing by the pond. And I look, it was a turkey. And he had five little ones with him.
Oh, wow.
Five little tiny turkeys with him.
This is late for little tiny I mean, were they like a foot tall or?
No, these things are like 6 inches high.
A turkey with poults this time of year.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. I didn't have my phone with me. You could take a picture, but I had the phone on the charger.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it.
That is wild, man.
You never know when they're in the mood.
Yeah, you do. It's in the spring.
Yeah.
Yeah. Those poults should have been born, you know, months ago.
Yeah, well, because even my buddy said, maybe they're midgets. I said, no, they're baby turkeys.
That's pretty crazy.
I
wow.
think it's cool.
Well, you know what? Every now and then nature throws you a curveball. I've been talking to bow hunters who are seeing spotted fawns out there. So.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of them. I've seen one go across about 2 weeks ago.
Mom saw one.
Even hardly stand up.
Yep. Well, the breed, you know, the breeding season, the peak of the white-tailed deer rut is from about the 1st of November to the 15th. I mean, that's when they say the bulk of the does are bred. But I can tell you, the later the fawns are born, the later they are able to breed. You know, a fawn can breed at 6 months old, or yeah. A doe fawn can breed at 6 months old. So if they're born in May, they can breed in December, January. Okay, if they're born in June and February. So I think we're getting later fawns, which is extending the breeding season into February and March, which is extending the, you know, 200-day gestation period later and later and later. So, you know, it's a little bit weird.
I even seen scrapes back in the woods. I go to my stand.
Yeah.
Scrapes back there.
Oh, yeah, they're... Yeah, I know they're scraping. Those early scrapes are showing up everywhere. So
yeah.
It might be time. And people are taking some nice bucks. I mean, I'm seeing some nice bucks out there. So.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, you're in the muzzleloader drawing, Joseph. Thanks for the call.
All right, take care.
All Have right, a buddy. Great day.
All right, let's talk to Bob. Good morning, Bob. How are you, buddy?
Morning, guys.
Morning.
I'm just calling to register for the contest and just say
you
good
are
morning.
In.
And I hope Robin feels better this week.
I do.
She does. She feels a little bit better, and she got some recreation out
there. The life of the show.
Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know why you guys listened for 30-some years. And now the newcomer comes on and is the star. Okay, I see how you are.
Hon.
I'm going to sleep in next.
The information guy?
Oh, I see. She's... Yeah. Okay.
I'm the entertainment. You're just
yes,
information.
Exactly. Well, you guys have a great day.
Oh, I'm going to have a wonderful day now.
Thanks for the call. Thanks for the call.
Bye-bye.
I think.
Bye-bye. Bob, you have a super day.
See you, buddy.
Thanks.
Bye bye. Oh God, you guys are killing me today. But that's okay. That's okay. Hey, you know, early duck season's coming up here next I think the 16th is when it comes in. And I want to give you a couple options here. There's the Maxxis shotgun. The Maxxis by Browning. The Browning Maxxis comes in Mossy Oak Camo. It's an autoloader shotgun built for waterfowl hunting perfection. Designed for waterfowl hunting perfection. 3 and 3.5 inch chamber with a power drive gas system that reduces recoil, and you can see it at Clyde Sport Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. The other one that I want to recommend is the A5, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best balance, and softest shooting recoil operated autoloader on the planet. Mossy Oak Shadowgrass blades, camo, fiber optic front sight, humpback receiver, ergonomically balanced. I'm having trouble seeing this today. Recoil operated kinematic drive. It's an auto loader shotgun with a 100,000 round or 5 year guarantee. The A5 from Browning. Again, Clyde Sports Shop, full line Browning dealer, your Browning hunting headquarters with all the Browning firearms from handguns to shotguns to rifles, including the X-Bolt, and you can see them all right there. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Hit the website, clydesports.com. For firearms, licenses, ammunition, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it is Clyde's Sports Shop. Hey, fall's here. But it looks like we're going to have some warm weather through October anyway, until it starts to really chill out. And that's okay. If you like being outside with your family, and I think we're going to eat on the deck tomorrow, we're going to have some crabs tomorrow, you still have plenty of time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and your friends. Now, Backyard Billy's on Kent Island is your go-to place for making backyards fun. There's a tremendous selection there of this all different colors of weatherproof poly outdoor furniture and patio furniture, including tables and chairs and bars and bar stools and things like that, especially the Adirondack chairs. You can see all that from Route 50 at exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find swing sets, great Christmas presents for the kids, and storage sheds as well in Backyard Billy's Backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills. Pellet grills by Traeger, ceramic cooker grills by Kamado Joe, and Big Green Egg at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. And look, if you like building the fire out in your yard, maybe a little, you know, mini bonfire, maybe you like to toast some marshmallows or some s'mores or something, there's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and fire rings to warm up those chilly fall evenings. It's fun to sit around the fire and just chill out and talk and have a good conversation with family and friends. Keep in mind, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillys.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. We'll be right back after these messages.
You need to discover SML Footwear in Millersville. It's at 401 Headquarters Drive along Veterans Highway. That's right off Interstate 97. SML Footwear carries Dunlop rubber boots in several styles for hunting or for work. If you need deck boots, SML Footwear has Grundon's footwear and Grundon's rainwear, too, so you can dress like a waterman. And the display walls at SML Footwear are covered in thousands of socks. Insulated, wool, hunting, work, diabetic, and everyday socks for men, women, and youth with Fox River socks and Carolina Ultimate socks that are made right here in the USA. All socks are 25% off at SML Footwear. Yes, 25% off with custom and bulk ordering available. SML Footwear also offers a 10% discount to police, fire, military, and first responders. Search SML Footwear online or Facebook. Stop by right off Interstate 97 or call 443-685-3779. That's 443-685-3779. Your feet will love you. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, a weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any other kind of tools, your Linex bedliner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Give Jack Carver a call, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Bay Linex of Glen Burnie or Catonsville Linex install your Linex spray-on, truck bed liner, and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
They're rioting in Africa.
They're starving in Spain.
There's hurricanes in Florida.
And Texas needs rain.
The whole world is festering with unhappy souls.
The French hate
the Germans hate the Poles.
Italians hate
Yugoslavs,
South Africans hate
the Dutch.
And
I don't like
anybody
very much.
But
we shall
be
thankful
and
tranquil
and proud.
For
man's
been
endowed
with
a
mushroom-shaped
cloud.
And
we know
for
certain
that
some
lovely
day
someone
will set
the spark
off
and
we will
all be
blown
away.
Nice.
All right. How encouraging that is, right? All right. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. If you'd like to get in the muzzleloader contest, not sure which muzzleloader model CVA is going to deliver, so we'll find that out here shortly. I'll be talking to those folks again this week, and so that'll be fun. Can't wait. 410-922-6680. Call in. Leave your name and number. Go on the air with me, and that enters you in the contest. You can also enter by email, ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. If you have any inclination about purchasing a new muzzleloader. Just talked to a friend of mine the other day, bought one. CVA.com is where you can go and find your models, and then, you know, you can put in your zip code, and they'll send you the name of a local dealer, that's for sure.
They can talk to me, too.
They can talk to you? About what?
The muzzleloader. You said they can call in and talk to you.
They can talk to you.
Okay. Make sure I clean that up.
Yeah, that's good. I like that. So
it'll keep you straight.
Thank you. So what is, Robin, what is the best way to clean your breech plug?
I don't know. Oh. Don't want to know either.
Oh, okay. Well, what if they want to ask a technical question? Then what?
Then they talk to you.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to figure this
out.
But
to enter the contest, they just have to talk to someone. They don't have to talk directly to you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yes. I did misspeak.
Oh, yeah, you did. Bad. But it woke me up from my nap, so thank you.
All right. Let me re-speak that then. 410. 922-6680. If you'd like to enter the contest to win a brand new CVA muzzleloader throughout the month of October, November, and December, you call that number. Chris Klaproth, our producer, will answer the phone. He will ask you for your name and your phone number to get in the contest, or if you want to get in the contest. You provide that information, then Chris will say, hold on. When your turn comes up, you go on the air with Robin to talk about the muzzleloader contest.
Or you.
And once you do that, you are qualified. How's that? Better?
No, you didn't say it right yet. But that's all right.
Well, okay. Since you're the one that called attention to it, why don't you say that part how you want it said?
We're giving away a muzzleloader.
We got all that.
Okay. The only requirements are that you call in and speak to Alan or I, and you send an email. Chris will take your name and number, and we'll enter into the contest. And at the end of the month, we'll use a random number generator to generate a number and pick a winner.
Thank you for that clarification.
I'm done.
Okay. So, who's online, Chris? That's what we have to find out. I just got an email yesterday from Amy Pelsinki, and we've been publishing stuff from Amy in the Maryland Loves Crabs magazine forever. Maryland scientists crack the blue crab's genetic code. How about that? Why is that important? University of Maryland Center for Environmental Sciences, that's UMCES, researchers at the Institute of Marine and Environmental Technology at Baltimore's Inner Harbor have published the first full reference genome sequence for the blue crab. This means that for the first time, we have a complete picture of all the DNA that makes up Maryland's favorite crustacean. This information is important to science research and will contribute to a healthy crab fishery. The genome will help fisheries managers maintain sustainable blue crab stocks, leading to a healthy bay ecosystem, a strong regional economy, and many Maryland crab feasts. Marylanders love crabs, and everybody wants to have big fat crabs in the fall. Understanding what makes them successful is located in the chromosomes, said Professor Suk Chung. That is correct. One of the professors that disentangled the genetic sequence and discovered the genome for the Maryland blue crab's name is Suk Chung. Not making fun, just saying that there seems to be an interesting parallel there. A female crab is called a Suk. A female professor is named Suk.
I got it.
Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Got it. I find it amusing. She's an expert in crab biology, and she led the project. Knowing the full genome, and I like this. I like this whole thing. Knowing the full genome, we are several steps closer to identifying the genes responsible for growth, reproduction, and susceptibility to disease. The best way to understand an organism is to understand its genetic makeup, also known as its genome. The genome is a DNA sequence of chromosomes that gives the instructions for how an organism grows and develops. Once the code is understood, it reveals many secrets of how the organism works. What is akin to seeing a blueprint for a building? Once you understand the blueprint, you can understand what genetic traits make some crabs particularly successful at reproducing or others more adapted to changing weather temperatures fueled by climate change.
Cool. We got a bunch of callers on the line.
Okay. Is that what the dinging is? Your text going off? A bunch of callers. Well, let's talk to a bunch of callers.
Stan's first. Hey, Stan.
Stan, a truck driving man.
What, you just called me a dinghy?
Dinghy, yes. I called you a dinghy.
Oh, God, I think I should have been a waterman because this truck driving business is really getting scary. So what are we talking about? Cloning crab? Now we can grow them in the backyard? And
that's what I asked him, what he told me.
You know.
Same thing.
That's a distinct possibility. I'm thinking more like what benefits to other sciences and other things that can we discover about the blue crab. For example, crab loses a claw, grows another one back. How can that benefit us as humans when we find out?
A bigger bag of claws?
Well, I mean, you know.
That sounds good.
I mean, you know, you cut your finger off and, you know, somebody says, hey, we have a brand new treatment based on crustacean genome. We're going to be able to grow your finger back.
Well, I mean, it's not really my finger.
You might be able to catch fish with it.
I've never canoodled, and I'm not going to start.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, I asked the same question.
Well, I mean, I think there are some things that we could benefit from this, no question.
Yeah, my mind is working overtime right now.
I got it.
I've heard about 10 minutes of the show today. Everything is really getting cattywampus. I just wanted to hang in there. I'm waiting for this thing to go.
You're out of power. Bing.
And then that would just make my day. I'd park it right here and walk home.
It sounds like you're not having a great day in the truck. So,
no, I've gotten to hear about 10 minutes of the show. But
I'm sorry to hear that.
Two cents in, because this is about the brightest time of my week. Traffic's kind of light. Crazy, but light. And hopefully I can. I remember a time I used to say, honey, I'll be home early.
Never doesn't happen anymore, right?
Nah.
I got it.
So. And my boy's tearing the heck out of them ponds up there in Carroll County. But
is he? Catching some nice fish?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. He's taking over Bassmaster of the family.
Oh, good. Glad to hear that.
I told him to contact you, and you can stick him up on the Facebook for him, but I can't get his butt out of bed early enough in the morning to tune you in.
I know a lot of people are like that. A lot of people are like that. So
I know. He's going to have to do podcasts.
He can listen to the podcast. Yep. Available.
Hey, my family can't get themselves up, so don't feel bad about that.
24/7, you can get the podcast on the ellisoutdoors.com. And you can see everything we do there. What's that?
I'm going to tell him that.
Yeah. Please do. So
right. I will do this.
All right, buddy.
Mr. Allen, some heavy traffic. Let me get back to doing what they pay me for.
Drive safe, please.
Be careful out there.
Will do. Love you guys.
Take care, too.
I mean it. Have a great day.
All right.
Bye-bye.
And we got Michael on the line.
Go, Michael, go.
Yeah, yes, sir. I heard you guys talking earlier about the turkeys. The gentleman saw a small clutch of turkeys somewhere.
Yeah.
I just wanted to touch on something. I work out here at Springfield State Hospital.
Okay.
And this spring, we watched three hens out here. They had each had five babies apiece, and now these things are all over the campus. And then I was down Marysville Road the other day, and I also saw some hens with some smaller, younger turkeys than the ones that were born this spring. So they're really coming back nice out here in Carroll County.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. It's a little weird that it's this late, though, you know?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, the ones I saw at Marysville, because, you know, the ones that are here now are just about as big as the hens.
Exactly. But the smaller ones are baffling to me. But, you know,
I understand.
Nature's full of surprises, always is.
It sure is. And what's funny is, you know, years ago I started turkey hunting when you could really only go up in western Maryland, like Allegheny and Garrett.
Yeah. Yep.
And I see more turkeys down here now than I ever saw up there, I think.
they're everywhere, but there is a nationwide concern about the health of the turkeys. They're kind of in jeopardy right now around the country. So yes, there's a couple of devastating diseases, of course, predators. Weather patterns have hurt turkeys in a lot of different areas. You know, you get a cold wet spring after the poults are hatched. They're going to starve to death, or they're going to die of exposure because their feathers don't shed moisture. They're too small to get out of it, so you know it makes them very susceptible. And the same way with the increase in predators, increase in hawks and foxes and coyotes and everything else is hurting the nationwide turkey population. So
okay, so we need to shoot more fox and coyotes.
Exactly.
All right.
Can't do much about the hawks or the eagles, but you got to,
right,
you know,
right.
Those coyotes are endemic now, and, you know, they hurt our deer population and they hurt our turkey population. So,
right.
Okay?
All right, sir. Thank you very much.
Oh, thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it.
Have a great day.
Have a good day.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach, carries Matthews, including the new V3. Bowtech Diamond and Hoyt, and now they carry the PSE Evo line for dealers only. Crossbows include Mission, Raven, and 10 Point. They tune each bow and crossbow to perfection before it leaves the store, and it will fit your unique draw length and poundage requirements. Choose your arrows and your accessories, and all will be cut, taken care of, and mounted professionally and correctly. If you ask, they can observe and correct any shooting issues you may have on the indoor range. Len Barsh is one of Maryland's most respected bow technicians nationwide, as a matter of fact. Beginners, diehard bow hunters, athletes, and the well-connected know about Len, know about Macrotech Archery's reputation for excellence. He's done work for me and my crossbow, my compounds, and the bow technician, Corey, is top-notch. Crossbow hunters, if you bought your crossbow at Macrotech and it breaks, Macrotech can't fix it in 24 hours. Guess what? Macrotech will supply you with a loaner crossbow so you won't miss a day of hunting. Macrotech is a certified service center for 10 Point, Wicked Ridge, and Horton crossbows. So stop by Macrotech Archery Pro Shop, 8043 Fort Smallwood Road in Riviera Beach. Visit macrotecharchery.com. Visit their Facebook page. The phone number is 410-789-7777. 410-789-777 from Macrotech Archery Pro Shop. Macro knows bows. We'll be right back.
East winds off the Atlantic bringing some coastal flood advisories up for the mid-Atlantic shoreline. Cloudy weather in Baltimore with some showers in the forecast this weekend. Those east-northeast winds keeping our numbers in the mid-70s today. Kind of mild numbers by October standard, 65 our low tonight. And more showers possible Sunday with a high of 76 degrees. Some brighter weather next week with 80s showing up towards Wednesday and Thursday. And could even see some low to mid 80s late next week. I'm Scott Laurie, more at the Weather Channel on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Burbender Sharpening is a world-renowned knife sharpening business located right here in Maryland. As a matter of fact, if you've ever seen a cooking show on your favorite food channel, Jimmy from Burbender's most likely sharpens their knives. But wait, there's more. As anglers and hunters, we depend on our knives to fillet fish, field dress game, and lots of other chores. As regular folks, we mow our lawn, cut our wood, and cook our food. We use scissors and shears and chainsaws and a host of tools that need to be sharp for best results. Burbender's sharpens everything. Burbender's is located at 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. It's open Monday through Saturday, 8 till 3. And on Mondays, they even set up their mobile unit at Homestead Gardens in Severna Park from 9 till 2. You can always swing by their Edgewater shop for a quick turnaround or check burbenders.com for how and where to mail in your knives and tools for sharpening. Call toll-free 888-724-4769. That's 888-724-4769 with any question. Burbenders specializes in the sharpening of high-end cutlery and can renew your household knives to better than new. Take all your kitchen knives to Burbenders. You won't be sorry. Burbenders Sharpening in Edgewater sharpens everything. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
Well, in Norfolk, Carolina, way back in the hills, lived my old pappy and he had him a still. He brewed white lightning till the sun went down. Then he'd fill him a jug and he'd pass it around. Mighty, mighty pleasing, pappy storm squeezing. Ooh, I love it.
All right. We got Tackle Box Tim on the line. Let's talk to Tim. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Alan and Robin. Who do I speak to get into the muzzle loader contest?
Anybody you want.
Anyway, good morning.
Morning.
Went out to the Gunpowder River. I know you all saw it on Facebook. That didn't have a great striper day, but man, did we catch some channel cats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Friend Tom was with me, and he was saying that if we were in a catfish tournament, we wouldn't catch a thing. I said, Tom, if we were in a catfish tournament, we'd be doing exactly the same thing we're doing right now. We were throwing a chatterbait, and you know, I don't know if anybody's ever done it before, but it's like catfish crack.
Really? Chatterbait?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
I caught one. It doesn't matter if it's a channel cat or a blue cat. If you get it in front of them, they're going to
Hit it. Wow. That's nice, man. I caught one catfish on a crankbait in my life, and I thought that was something spectacular. You know, that was out up on the Potomac one day, upper Potomac, and I was like, a catfish on a crankbait? Wow. But, you know, they're top-tier predator. They're going to hit something that swims by their face. You know that.
Yeah, exactly. So, you get in front of them, they're just going to open their mouth and chomp down on it.
Yep.
But the one we throw for the rockfish, we got to take the skirt off of it. I don't know why a rockfish will hit a spinnerbait with a skirt on it, but they will not touch a chatterbait with a skirt on it.
That's crazy.
You take the skirt off, you put the soft plastic paddle tail swim bait on it, and they eat it, and not with a skirt. I have no idea why.
Interesting. So they're not skirt chasers, huh?
Yeah. Tom also got that nice 4.25-pound largemouth.
I saw it, nice largemouth. Yeah, I saw that on your page.
That was really nice. That made our day.
Yep. Any snakeheads at all?
No snakeheads at all. We weren't really fishing a lot of shallow shoreline for
right.
them. But that bass did come out of the grass.
I got it. Good.
I have a joke for you.
Okay.
It's
right up there with bears, bucks, and stags.
That would be bucks, bears, and stags?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, a male bear,
yes,
white tail, and sick of deer walk into a bar.
Uh-huh.
the bartender says to the bear and the whitetail, "We don't serve your hind here."
Oh, that's
funny. I love it.
All right, buddy. That's good. I got it. All right.
Well, anyway, I will let you all get on with your morning and the next caller.
Okay, buddy. Thank you so much.
Have a great one, Tim.
Yep.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Up in Allegheny County, a black bear walked into a bar, had its foot all bandaged up,
mm-hmm.
set up the bar, and bartender says, "What can I do for you?" Bear looked him right in the eye and said, "I'm looking for the man that shot my paw." I think we need to talk to the next caller, which would be Chester. Good morning, Chester. Thank you for holding on.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
Good morning.
On my way to work.
Okay. Just getting in the contest?
Yep.
All right. Anything else you want to say, buddy?
Not really. Just wait for the wind to stop blowing.
Yeah, I wish
the wind stop blowing.
Yeah, you and me both, brother. No question.
I'm fishing 3 weeks.
Well, east wind today. I'm not real happy about going and doing any deer hunting this afternoon, and I'll tell you why. We got rain in the forecast. I'm bow hunting, you know, bow or crossbow, either one. Here's the situation, though. If you hit one, and you know how things happen, you may not hit it perfectly. I don't want to be out there looking for a deer tomorrow morning after a rain. So I just as soon sit back and wait for my opportunity. It's a long season. Colder weather's coming. The rut's right around the corner. I'm not that anxious to get out there, you know, with an east wind and potential rain in the forecast. What do you think?
Nah, I wouldn't either.
You know?
It's going to be warm. It's also warm.
It is very warm, yes. And if you lose one, you're going to lose the whole thing.
That's it.
Yep. All right, buddy. Appreciate the call.
Have a super day.
Thank you.
All right. And after Chester is Charles. Good morning, Charles. How are you doing today, sir?
Fine.
What's on your mind?
I'm trying to locate some mom. Well, can you give me Clyde's phone number?
Sure. You ready?
Yeah.
410.
Yeah.
242.
242.
6108.
And what?
6108.
6108.
What are you looking for?
I'm trying to locate some 30-odd six shells and some.
Okay.
Some 30-30s.
Okay. Give them a call, and I'll tell you who else you can call. Another one of our sponsors.
All right.
And it's a little farther of a drive if you're in Baltimore, but I'm going to give you the name anyway, and it's Bel Air Gun Range.
Bel Air Gun Range.
Bel Air Gun Range.
Mm-hmm.
410-399-9518. 410-399-9518.
Right. And the other one is 242-6108.
That's correct. Yes, sir. All right.
And thank you.
Enjoy.
Have a wonderful day.
Let us know how you make out.
All righty.
All right. Thanks for the call.
Righto.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Richard, good morning, Richard.
Morning. I like to get in your contest.
You are in.
Okay.
You got it.
I want to tell you a quick story here.
Okay.
I want to know how to catch some crabs, so I run into a guy. I can tell you how. I said, quick, tell me. He said, what you got to do is, he said, take a dollar bill with George on there. He said, hang him over the side. He says, and there is a crab. Come up there and try to rescue him. He said, you can catch crabs. I said, well, if I put a bigger denomination out there, then the crab would be bigger? He said, well, certainly. I said, well, suppose I put a $100 bill out there. I said, that's got the Franklin on there, you know.
Yeah.
He said, oh, yeah. He said, that would really be a big crime. He said, there's only one problem with that. I said, what's that? He said, he might rescue him, and you'd be $100 out.
Oh, brother. All right, brother. Well, you have a great day. I appreciate that joke.
That's the enforcer. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You have a super day.
Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. All right. Let's talk to Captain Don here real quick, and then we'll take our final break, okay?
Yeah, I know. Real quick, good morning.
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 Want to talk about catfish. We've been picking up catfish trolling, and you know, a lot of folks are, oh, you can't catch a catfish trolling. I said, well, we got three of them, like, in 2 weeks.
Yeah, you can.
And one of them was a red tip cat, channel cat, where the end of the fins are red.
Sure it was a channel cat?
Yeah. Yep.
Never heard of a red tip. Never heard of a red tip channel.
I posted it on Facebook, and a guy pops up over in the Chester River, and he's holding a big channel with red tips, too, red fins, too. So, I don't know. I
looked you posted it. I'll have to look at it. Did it have a forked tail or a rounded tail?
I think it was a forked tail, and I'll send you the pictures.
Yeah, let me see that one.
Yeah.
Because we have some, you know, how big was it?
When I pulled it in, I thought I had like a cinder block or something.
Big one then, huh?
I'm going to say 28 inches.
That's big. Yeah, that's a big cat, yep.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. Up here in the Patapsco, near the power plant, I tell you, they are huge. Those catfish are huge, and they really start coming out. When the sun goes down, the catfish really come out.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Crazy.
Got it.
Big cat. Big cat.
Cool,
anyway,
man.
I'll send you the picture. And
I'll take a look.
DNR, just to chat with them, and, I couldn't get a hold of it was a guy, Lewandowski, I think, used to be in the fisheries.
Yeah.
And I couldn't reach anyone down there. Anyway.
What did you want to reach him about?
Just to talk about that catfish.
Okay.
If the red tips are something unique or if
I will.
Just another, yeah.
Rudy might be able to answer that question. I'm not sure. Maybe Uncle Dale can answer that question about a red-tipped channel catfish with red edges on its tail. But we'll put it out there.
Okay, brother.
All right, man.
Let's see what we can find out.
Yep.
Okay, take care.
Take care, man.
Take care.
Take care. Thank you, Captain Dawn. All right, let's see.
I love muzzleloader giveaways.
Do you? You know why?
Because all the people call.
You get a lot of callers, yeah. Give stuff away. People like to call. All right.
I don't blame them. So do I.
Well, you know, Clyde Sport Shop has muzzleloaders, too. They don't have CVA, but they carry Thompson Center, which is another good brand. And they have all the models. They have all the models for early muzzleloader season. They carry the Pro Hunter FX and the Impact and the Bone Collector and the Strike and the Encore. And that's coming up. They also carry a complete selection of muzzleloading equipment. Powder, pellets, bullets, cleaning supplies, and accessories, all at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number, 410-242-6108, clydesports.com, two S's in the middle, is their website. Again, the phone number, 410-242-6108, for firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, it's Clyde's Sports Shop. That's for sure. Hey, we've got backyard billies. You know, just asking if you have one of those holes in the wall that you used to call fireplace, but you don't use it anymore, but you still like to get some heat out of it. Well, we fixed that here in our home by visiting Hearth America at Backyard Billies on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected an Enviro Model EX35 gas fireplace, and Hearth America at Backyard Billy's did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service, and we both enjoy the convenience, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Can't wait for cold weather. Sit back here and watch the fireplace and feel nice and warm.
I'm ready.
Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries both Enviro and Regency brands, and here's the thing. The worldwide shortage of computer chips could delay your idea of owning a new insert. So There's plenty of stock right now, but hurry in while supplies last. Yeah, act now while supplies last. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the coming cold weather. Visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page, or call 410-827-4500. That's 827-4500. That's Backyard Billy's, open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, a waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, and any kind of tools. Your Linex bed liner resists most chemicals and will not crack, bubble, or peel. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located off Ritchie Highway at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-487-6405. That's 487-6405. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie can install tough truck gear accessories and even protect your vehicle from rust with a product called ValueGuard No Rust Protection. Do what I did and have Catonsville Linex or Bay Linex of Glen Burnie install your Linex spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Okay, we
got to
go, don't we?
Yeah, we got to go. Yep. That's that attorney from Mississippi.
Cool.
Can't remember his name. All right, Robin.
Hey, everybody, get out, stay safe, enjoy this weather, and happy hunting this week.